contrary to the Word of God? Oh my goodness, how far have we come? How about your affections, my friend? Would you become a partner with us? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice for the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Professor Ann Speckert. And certainly she's dealing with psychological problems. And she's written a number of fascinating books. Hopefully we're going to be able to talk to her this evening about talking with terrorists and basically, of course, this whole idea of how do you understand terrorists? How can you get them to communicate with you? Why do they feel the way they do about certainly what's going on in the world? And certainly, how can we approach this problem of terrorism, which is a growing problem throughout the world? And let's see, I think we have Professor Speckert on the line. Are you there? Thank you so very much for being with us this evening. And why don't you tell our listeners how you got interested in talking with terrorists, this whole treatise on how to approach that?
Okay, well, it's a long story, but it started when I was living in Belgium. My husband's a diplomat, and after 9/11, Al-Qaeda named NATO as its next target. So the Americans were naturally not happy with that, going into work and finding their workplace treated like a military zone. And anthrax attacks started happening, and we had a fake one at Embassy Belgium. So I was going in and helping with the diplomats and doing stress debriefings. And then, if you recall, we had the takeover of the theater in Moscow, 800 hostages taken by Chechen.
Yes, I remember that very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went to help with the Chechen, with the Russian hostages that survived that. And one of the reasons that I volunteered to do that is because I had helped in Belgium with stress debriefings of the diplomats that were facing a possible terrorist attack and dealing with 9/11 because, you know, they were having a lot of bad effects from anthrax in the workplace, militarized workplace. And then now we had these hostages that had spent 3 days being held and some of them killed and then the gassing. And when I started interviewing the hostages trying to help with my colleague, we realized, oh my goodness, these hostages had sat right next to people that had bomb belts activated and they had talked with them for over the 3 day period. And nobody in my profession would be brave enough to interview a terrorist with a bomb belt on their body. You might interview them in prison afterwards, as I did, or you might interview a terrorist before he actually acts, or you might interview his family, and I had done all of that. But this was really interesting to have the hostages be able to tell us about conversations they had with women that had belts on that were ready to go. And so we started interviewing about the terrorists as well, and it just kept going further and further. Then we started interviewing the families of the terrorists from Chechnya, I went to Israel, went through Gaza and West Bank. I went to Morocco, Iraq, Lebanon, went all through Europe and talked to extremists. And I spent 10 years doing it.
Well, now, basically, what motivates them? Is it hatred? Is it fear? Is it certainly a desire, an ideological desire to see the furtherance of the Muslim religion? Does it have to do with certainly an intense hatred of America or authority figures? We're going to get back with Professor Ann Speckert here on the front lines and talk about her book, Talking with Terrorists. It's something that we really don't understand. We live here in America in a very comfortable little society, a make-believe world, because the real world is out there, and it's violent, and it's growing ever more violent. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
In just a moment. Well, I guess as a Professor Ann Speckert and talk about what motivates the terrorists. Most of them certainly are not Muslim terrorists, they're associated with militant jihad. And you have to separate, and she makes a very important distinction between Muslims and this radical form of Islam, which, of course, draw these people into it. And they're trying, of course, to get people's attention and create fear and hoping that through this fear, they're going to be able to have an impact much greater than the few people who may be either terrorized or killed. But you go right ahead with the story, because I think that's an important differentiation, the difference between Muslim, and a lot of Muslims are peace-loving people, and then this radical jihad. Do we have any idea what percentage of the Muslim faith would fit into that? Are we talking about 10%? Are we talking about 1 or 2%?
I think it's 1 or 2%, or even less than 1%. And then we have to remember inside the U.S., that most of our homegrown terrorism has been from the far right. It's been the Timothy McVeigh types. you know, people that believe that the federal government is corrupt and shouldn't be allowed to exist and that want to overthrow our government. So they're not even anything related to militant jihadi. Although worldwide we're seeing an increase in militant jihadi-type terrorism, and we see a great lethality in their attacks, especially when they use suicide terrorism.
You never got a chance to talk to Timothy McVeigh or visit with him at all, did you?
No, I didn't. I was living overseas, so I was focusing everything on outside of the country.
Well, I wish you had. But anyway, let's get into this. At least as far as overseas, you feel that the majority of the terrorists are certainly within this radical form of jihad. So basically, of course, then how do you approach them? Or certainly, what can be done? What have you learned from talking either directly to the terrorists or to the people that they have talked with?
Okay. Well, I would say there's a number of things that we can do, and one is to understand the motivations of the people that get involved, and that's what I tried to do. And when we're inside a conflict zone, so like if you're looking at the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, or if you're looking at the conflict with the Chechens and between the Chechens and the Russians, or in other places, Afghanistan, Iraq, where there's conflict, most of the terrorism is they're able to recruit people into their group directly because people are very traumatized and they want revenge. And the group promises them that they'll help them to get revenge. And it offers them, if you're talking about militant jihadis, it offers them something that I call short-term psychological first aid. So somebody that's got PTSD really badly, that's post-traumatic stress disorder, he's in so much pain, he doesn't have access to any kind of psychological help. And if the group says, look, we'll offer you this way to step out of your pain that's honorable, that you strike a blow for the group and you do in their worldview something good and you die, you go immediately to heaven and this is a good thing for you. And they can convince people that are highly traumatized because they don't really see other alternatives. Now, if you look at in non-conflict zones, the motivations are very different. It's usually that people are on a track where they're just not making it in their life. They're maybe feeling rightly or wrongly that they were discriminated against, marginalized. Like if we look at somebody like Tamerlan Tsarnaev, he believed that his U.S. passport was withheld because of he thought, as coming from Chechnya, that he believed that there was some kind of scam going on and he was being blocked from going to the Olympics, and that somebody wanted someone else to win and therefore they weren't going to give him his passport and he couldn't compete. And so he believed he was being discriminated against, and this may have started to fuel hatred, and then he fell under the tutelage of a teacher that was teaching him more hate and teaching him this militant jihadi point of view. And we see people in non-conflict zones falling into it because they're actively recruited and because their own lives are off track in more normal ways, not that they're terribly, terribly traumatized as in conflict zones. So, of course, if we were trying to address it, we would use a different method in each case.
All right. Well, basically, are we seeing much more of this? Because just certainly I'm old enough I can remember the way things were 30 or 40 years ago, and certainly we'd see an occasional extremist, but nothing like we're seeing today. We were not seeing this radical form of Islam. We were not seeing certainly the number of violent acts here in the United States by extremists. So basically, why is this changing? Why is there so much more in the way of this sort of violence than organized violence than we've ever seen before?
Yeah, I don't have the numbers to give you. I'm not a statistician, but I think that there's definitely, well, I know that there's been an increase in religiously motivated or related terrorism, and that the groups have moved much more from a nationalistic point of view to using religious arguments for terrorism. But I think we saw terrorism for years and years. I mean, in Europe, we had the Red Brigade. I lived in Greece from 2007 to 2010. We still have the anarchists active in Greece. But there definitely has been an increase in the call from al-Qaeda to try to attack inside the U.S. And that's worrisome, and we need to be thinking about that and hoping that our security professionals are doing something about it. But I don't know if worldwide we can say that there's an increase in terrorism. I don't know.
All right, fine. Well, basically, what is it you learn from talking to the people you mentioned, the people who would actually talk with the terrorists during the siege, and that you'd actually talk to them and they'd talk to the terrorists who were holding them hostages? What did you learn from them?
Well, in their case, and especially when we went to their families, in the case of the Chechens, we went and did, there were 112 Chechen suicide bombers. Now there have been more, but they're from Dagestan. Chechen movement spread over the region. And we did what we call psychological autopsies on over half of them, around 60 or so. And in the Chechen case, they used women right from the start. And oftentimes you find that terrorist groups that have any link to Islam are reticent to use women. But not so in the case of the Chechens. They used them right from the beginning. So we saw almost 50-50 male and female. We went to their family members and we said, tell us about this person. And we also went to the hostages, tell us about the conversations you had. And tell us how this person was throughout their life and what put them on the terrorist trajectory. You know, what are the things that pushed and pulled them onto that trajectory. And then as psychologists, we were asking, could something have prevented that, or could we have taken them back off if we had known and done some kind of intervention? And what we found in the Chechen case, because it was a conflict zone and because the Russians were acting quite heavy-handed in Chechnya, every single one of the people that had become terrorists had lost a family member to violence. So that tells you something right there, that, you know, if you really traumatize a person and if you kill their sister, rape their sister, and imprison their father and torture their father, and in our case, we found that there was a death in every case, every single case, a violent death.
Well, no, but were these the violent deaths, though, were these in any way related to America or to Christianity?
No, no.
Was this just simply, any sort of a violent death?
No, not any sort of violent death. But this was, you asked me about the Chechens and the takeover in the theater. So this was between the Chechen and the Russians. And these violent deaths had been at the hands of the Russians.
Okay.
So the young people decided, I can't live with this. I'll go to the terrorist group and I'll volunteer myself. So I can give you an example. There was a young woman that we interviewed about. We talked to her mother and her sisters, and she had just been married. She married a guy that was linked to the extremists, but he wasn't a terrorist himself. And one night her brother was visiting, and in Chechnya they had a curfew, and at 6 p.m. all males had to be off the street. And the Russians would pick males up and imprison them if they were on the street after 6 p.m., Chechens. And they were safe at home, closed up in their home, and this Russian policeman came to their house and took her brother and took her husband, accused them of being terrorists, and took them away, and they were beaten in front of her eyes. She saw this. And what typically happened between the Russians and the Chechens at that time was that the Russian soldiers didn't want to die going up to the mountains to fight with the terrorists. So if they had quotas, which they did, that they had to prove that they had caught so many terrorists, they would go into a house like her house and pick up two men and claim that they were terrorists, maybe even torture them and get them to admit that they were terrorists, even though they weren't. And that's how they would meet their quotas. And that way the Russian soldiers didn't get hurt. And not only that, the Russian soldiers would make money by selling the people that they picked up in homes back to their families. So this girl went the next day with cash in hand. She got cash from all her relatives and went to buy her relative back. And she was told they weren't even in the prison. And later she found out that they'd both been killed. And she went within days to volunteer herself to be a suicide bomber because she was in complete despair.
That's such a terrible, terrible tragedy. You could almost understand why she would do this. It doesn't justify it. It's wrong. But you can understand psychologically why she'd do that.
Right.
It's almost like her whole life ends with a man she loves has been killed unjustifiably. And so you want to strike out against the people who've done it. Because we're talking about this incident in Chechnya between the Chechnyans and the Russians. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, Professor Ann Specker, and she's talked to hundreds of terrorists already about certainly their what motivates them. He was telling about this one woman she interviewed in a Israeli prison. This was a Palestinian woman whose actual husband, her boyfriend, or was it a boyfriend or a husband?
It was a boyfriend.
Her boyfriend had been killed by the Israeli police, and basically she was so infuriated by this that she actually went to and volunteered for Hamas, and they gave her a bomb, and she was supposed to walk into this Israeli city with another woman and detonate herself. And as she was walking into the city, and she looked around and she saw a child there, and she said to realize that she might be blowing up a child, and certainly did not want to do that. She felt that was wrong. She didn't want to kill an Israeli child. This gives her boyfriend, a Palestinian, had been unjustly slaughtered and killed. And then, of course, when she tried to get out of this, she was eventually apprehended by the Israelis and sent to prison. How long was she going to be in prison? Do you have any idea?
I think she's released now.
Okay.
And I think she said 5 or 6 years. I'm not sure.
Right. But anyway, of course, she eventually realized, of course, how she was being taken advantage of, how Hamas was going to utilize her grief over the death of her boyfriend, who she loved and wanted to marry, to cause her to kill herself, with the hope that she would be able to kill innocent Israeli citizens along with it. So, Professor Speckert has interviewed all sorts of terrorists, and it is usually a frustration and anger that motivates people to become terrorists.
Well, if you're talking in a conflict zone, it's almost always anger over checkpoints, anger over killings that have happened, anger over imprisonments and torture. So, you know, conflict zones have all these really violent aspects to them that people have strong responses to, and then respond with more violence if they're equipped by a group and in their minds justified by an ideology. And there can be a great deal of social support that exists in conflict zones because everybody's pretty mad usually, and that's a difference that you see. Let's go back to a non-conflict zone. I lived in Belgium for 7 years, and I did quite a bit of interviewing in Belgium with extremists. And I can tell you about a young man named Hamid who I interviewed, who told me when I was 17 I would have died for Osama bin Laden, and he told me about his trajectory into terrorism. He was of Moroccan descent, living in Belgium. And in Belgium, if you're an immigrant from Morocco, you're Muslim, and you're meet with a lot of discrimination. And that was the case for him and his community. It was hard to get a job. Many things where he felt things were unfair. And one day he went to the internet cafe. He wasn't a wealthy young man, so he used a computer at an internet cafe. And the guy next to him was a recruiter, but he didn't know it. And he said to him, "Brother, have you seen the latest video?" And he flipped on a video and showed it to Hamid. And what it was it was stories similar to what I just told you, where Palestinians, Chechens were killed, and it was all one-sided. So with this narrative that the West is unjustly killing people, the Russians are killing Chechens, the Israelis are killing Palestinians, but no other side of the story, just one side. And with lots of pictures of children and women downtrodden and killed. And at the end of it, Hamid was in tears. And the handler said, "Do you want to join our group?" And Hamid said, no, that's not for me. So the handler was very savvy. I mean, he knew what he was doing. And he said, "Well, Hamid, how do you feel about how we live here in Belgium?" And he was reflecting on the sense of discrimination and the unease between the Moroccan and the white Belgian community. And Hamid said, "It's tough." And the guy said to him, "Well, do you remember what happened in Yugoslavia? When Yugoslavia broke apart, people had been living side by side, and suddenly our Muslim sisters were all getting raped." And he kept throwing this at Hamid until finally Hamid said, okay, I'll come and work out with you. And then little by little, he preyed upon this young man to bring him into the terrorist group.
And so what eventually did he end up doing?
Well, he ended up, thankfully, he never carried out any violent acts, but he did join and became very convinced. And he was going to go off to Chechnya, and he was a Belgian, and join the Chechen Jihad because he felt that he had to stand up for other Muslims in other parts of the world because that's what they convinced him, and that to give his life was a good thing. When he started questioning them,
Hold that thought.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and the Professor Specker was talking about this young man that was living in Belgium. He was a Moroccan living in Belgium who actually was recruited by a gentleman he met in a cafe. And basically, of course, they wanted him to become a terror bomber, but as he sort of hesitated about it, they said, well, no, you have to understand what's really in the Quran. After all, you're living here in Belgium. I said, you have a French translation of the Quran. Let us tell you what's really in the Quran, what it says in Arabic. Well, they told him all these things about this violent form of Islam, which is what the, at least according to them, is what the Quran really was. But this young man that the Professor Specker interviewed actually went then and started learning Arabic so he could read the Quran, realized that he was being recruited suddenly into a program that was going to get him killed, and it was all based upon a lie. And so basically, he comments that certainly these people are still there in Belgium. They're still still recruiting young people. He's gotten into physical altercations with them. Try to keep other younger people who they're trying to recruit out. But they're actively intentionally recruiting, certainly in Belgium. I suspect they're doing this all over Europe. And those of you who haven't heard our programs about Mr. Gulen, who's financing a lot of this, you need to get that in the book Crescent Moon Rising. But this is a well-financed movement all over certain Europe and the Islamic world, recruiting people into this radical Islamic movement and trying to get them to be terrorists. Well, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get your website, how they can get your books and learn more about the interesting subjects you've written about?
Sure, sure. My website is the same as my name, Anne, A-N-N-E, Speckhard, S-P-E-C-K-H-A-R-D. So it's www.annespeckhard.com. And the book that has all my research in it, but it's a long book, but it's an easy book to read. It's called Talking to Terrorists. And it's basically these stories just relayed in the book, with, of course, explanations. And but it takes the reader through West Bank and Gaza, through Morocco, Iraq, parts of Europe, and I think there's some stories from Lebanon in there. I can't remember everything I put in the book anymore. But it's a good read, I think, for people that are interested in this topic.
Well, basically, that's www.annespeckhard, S-P-E-C-K-A-R-D, is that right?
H-A-R-D.
H-A-R-D, speckhard.com, and certainly it's fascinating information about certainly how these people are being recruited, actively included into this type of a movement, and it's certainly not simply in the Islamic countries, it's all over Europe, and certainly in Chechnya and other countries in the Muslim world as well. Our telephone number is 1, if you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this seems to be a very well-coordinated movement. Do you find a similarity between the techniques that are used to recruit terrorists in one part of the world, one country, and compared with other countries that you've been in?
Pretty similar. What I find over and over again is that you hear the other side, the side that's victimized by terrorism, oftentimes saying that groups force people into terrorism or blackmail them in, or in the case of women, rape the women and force them in that way. But over and over again, I find that's not the case. When there's conflict going on, people pretty willingly go to terrorist groups because they're angry and upset and because the group is there ready and willing to meet them in their anger and their traumatic bereavement and equip them for action, which is a terrible thing. And then in non-conflict zones, it's usually using pictures and stories of what's going on in other parts of the world that they use to motivate people. So we saw that, for instance, with this Tamerlan Tsarnaev, we saw where he was going on the internet and hearing about things that were going on in Afghanistan and Iraq, and getting upset and hearing one-sided views of it. And then because he came from Chechnya and he already knew about how the Russians were very heavy-handed in Chechnya, that made sense to him. It resonated to him. And he began to believe lies that the West is attacking Muslims all over the world. And later when he traveled to Dagestan and tried to join their group and failed to join it, I think that his view of a enemy of he viewed it as an enemy of Islam had widened to include the United States, which is so sad because the U.S. is the one that opened the door for him and said, you know, welcome from this horror that you came from in Chechnya and well, his family had been in quite a few places, Kazakhstan and Dagestan included. But welcome and, you know, make a new life here. And instead he got his brain filled with this hatred.
Well, now, is there much of an effort to recruit people here in the United States? Have you run into some of the Islamists who've actually been recruited into this radical form of Islam right here?
I haven't done interviews inside the States, but I can tell you that the whole Al-Qaeda movement has begun to target the U.S., and that's systematic. It's now showing up in their magazines and their online presence, and they're saying, if you're a Muslim in the United States, you ought to look at what's going on in the world and rise up against your own country, because what the U.S. is doing is wrong. And, you know, there's always a bit of truth in good lies. So they'll use something like showing the footage from a drone attack, and instead of telling the whole story of, you know, this was a terrorist leader and he was killed because of whatever he had done, instead they'll show the little kids that were in the same compound with him that were burned up in a drone attack and say, this is what the U.S. is doing to Muslims. You should rise up and strike the American people. And you know, that makes us, we should be thinking to be very careful about what we do. And I was very pleased to see in one of our latest attacks, when we were one of the strikes that Obama had sent, he called it off because he realized that civilians would be killed, and he said, no, don't do it. And so that's something we really have to give thought to, of what feeds them. You know, what kind of things do they are given in their rhetoric and in their propaganda that if we continue to do, it gives strength to their cause.
And basically, of course, that they will utilize any problem that America has to actually utilize that to recruit people into this radical Islamic movement and get them then to either commit acts of terrorism here or certainly overseas. But you know what the amazing thing is? We've really only had a couple of terrorist attacks here in the United States in the last 11 or 12 years. That's a pretty, to me, it's just amazing that we have not actually seen more real terrorist attacks. Have you thought about that or commented on that at all in your studies?
I've been asked many times. Before we had the Al-Shabaab, the kids that left from Minneapolis, St. Paul, before that, people would ask me, why haven't we seen suicide terrorists in the U.S. yet? And my answer would be, well, the suicide terrorism, not all of it, but most of it has some relationship to the militant jihadi thinking, because the whole idea is you martyr yourself and you go to paradise. And Muslims that have come to the U.S. have had a good life course. They've integrated well. They've gone to college. Their kids have gone to college. They're upstanding and good citizens. We don't have any problems with any groups in the U.S. except in one place, in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And that's where we have this huge Somali diaspora community that came directly out of conflict. And I'm not blaming them. I mean, they came from horrible circumstances, from a civil war. A lot of them came with many violent deaths in their backgrounds and ended up here. And they're a black community. And the one thing that we're not real good at as Americans yet is totally integrating our black community. So the Somalis were looking like the profile of some of these groups in Europe, where you see Moroccans that haven't integrated well in Belgium or in France, or perhaps Pakistanis in the UK. And so my prediction was, if we see a suicide bomber in the U.S., it's going to come out of this community. And lo and behold, I was right, because we have now seen suicide bombers come out of that community, not attacking the U.S. They went back to Somalia and joined Al-Shabaab. But the way it happened, and this is a frequent trajectory, is someone from their group, Al-Shabaab, came, he was a European, and glorified the movement and made it sound to the kids that weren't fitting in, that weren't doing well in high school, look, you can do this glorious thing. You can become a martyr. You can come back to Somalia and you can fight for your country and terrible things are going on there, which is true. And you could be a hero. You could stand up for the women, come back and fight. So a group of them did. And then nowadays with Facebook and Twitter, they Facebooked and Twittered back to their friends in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and said, it's the greatest thing ever. Why are you hanging out at the mall having a meaningless life? My life is full of meaning. I'm working for Allah. And a significant portion of them have already ended up dead. And it's a terrible thing. But that's what happens when people don't integrate well. They don't feel they belong. And then someone comes along and manipulates those feelings.
Well, I'm just glad that they're not manipulating them into acts of violence here in America. I mean, we've had a couple
of them. Absolutely.
We've had, I think, that one military officer killed a large number of people and one or two others. But the actual numbers of real violent attacks in America has been markedly limited, and we have to ask ourselves why. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there across America and you'd like to talk to Professor Ansbecker, who's certainly on the front lines of this battle, talking to the terrorists, trying to understand why they feel the way they do. And, of course, basically, I think the impression I'm getting talking to her is that a lot of these people are being actively recruited. They're being lied to. They're playing on their emotions, certainly if they've had a personal tragedy of some sort, or perhaps they haven't been able to integrate well in America, or they've been discriminated against. These are the people who ideally can be recruited into this movement. Would that be a fair analysis?
Definitely. Very good. You're a good student, Dr. Stan.
Well, I learned rather rapidly.
I can tell that.
In fact, they said they had a wonderful experience as a physician, and now, of course, as a talk show host. It's a fascinating opportunity to talk to people from all walks of life. Well, we've got Jim calling from Michigan. Let's go to Jim here. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question for Professor Spiegel?
Yes, I sure do, Professor.
Hello.
You seem like a very intuitive lady, it's been interesting listening to your program. I'll just ask a question, then hang up and listen to your detailed answer. What is your opinion of our current president and his motives or ulterior motives?
Well, I don't know whether she wants to answer that, but we'll ask the question. If she wants to dodge the question, she may. Go right ahead.
Sure.
Well, I don't think it's easy to be president these days, and I'm not exactly sure what you're asking me, but as far as his counterterrorism policy, he's gone much more for trying to cut off the leadership of Al-Qaeda-type affiliates, and the drone attacks are working. He can claim that he's killed many. But the downside of that, and there's probably never anything you can do as president that somebody can't turn around and say the downside of it is. But the downside of it is we lose all the intelligence when we kill people by drone strike because, you know, we didn't send a special forces in and capture their computers and have the chance of interrogating people. And most of these people live in family groups, and we end up killing their family members. And then people get totally infuriated. And the drones overhead in certain areas are terrorizing whole populations, and then they turn to hate us. So that's the downside. Is it good to decapitate the leadership of Al-Qaeda? Probably, yes. Is it good to do it this way? I don't know.
Well, basically, of course, it's sort of a lose-lose situation. I do think that the special forces could probably get in and out, but whether we'd have permission from the Pakistani government to do that, I don't know.
Right.
And then if you don't have permission, you can't do that. You can't go into a sovereign nation and just start killing people. And no matter how well motivated you may be.
Right, and we have to count the cost on our side of our special forces troops. I mean, those are people, too.
Well, about there, but I will tell you, they are the most amazing, amazing. This is probably one of the greatest military units ever there's ever been. I've talked to some of the people from Special Forces, and it's amazing how they protect one another and how they really have survived certainly terrible situations. And most of them have come out. I think that story of how they were actually able to rescue the ship captain who was taken by pirates.
Yeah, and I love that story.
Really, of course, every effort is being made now to discredit the captain, discredit everybody. But I think that probably the captain, whatever his motivation was, he was very courageous to put himself into a position where he could be taken by the pirates. But, of course, they were able to actually, the marksmen, those special forces marksmen, were able to kill three people instantaneously and save the captain. One of the great stories of modern times, of hero stories. Mm-hmm. And I've heard similar stories that you probably will never hear broadcast, but from people in special forces, and I have the ultimate respect for them. Well, certainly, what is your message that you would like to leave with our listeners tonight?
I would say it's really important to remember that terrorists start out as people, and they may not have started their lives as normal people, because if you're born into a conflict zone, you're born into, as you said, Dr. Stan, a circle that just keeps spinning, a cycle of hatred upon hatred. But these are people, they started out as people, and if we can reach them as people and somehow remove some of their vulnerabilities and address their vulnerabilities and break the ties with terrorist groups, then maybe we can turn this around.
Well, it's all we can do is try, and certainly I appreciate. Now, is the military or certainly our intelligence agencies using any of your material? Have they actually gotten your books, read them? Do you think that they are?
I hope so. I mean, I've briefed many times with the Pentagon and with the security agencies, and I've been funded by the Pentagon. I was asked to help them put the detainee rehabilitation program together in Iraq, so... Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I'm not the only one they rely upon.
Hold that thought for just a moment here.
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly I hope you enjoyed the interview with Professor Ann Speckert, and I believe that everything she says is absolutely right. The only question that is raised is, who is funding this radical Islamic movement? Well, those of you who listen to our programs regularly will remember that for many years I was a violent anti-communist till I understood that communism in large part was funded here from the United States, from our great tax exempt foundations, to our great corporations, and certainly our corporations going over to help build the infrastructure of the communist Russia. Ford Foundation, the largest Ford plant anywhere in the world, was built in Russia, and we were powering out the cars for them. And then, of course, the Nazis, wicked Nazis, and yet they were actually funded by our own corporations, by our own intelligence agencies. And, of course, we helped the Nazis escape to America and to certainly South America after the Second World War, helped Hitler escape. Nazis, certainly 10 to 50,000 of them, some people even say 100,000 of them, helped by our own government to escape. These are the most vicious criminal of the Nazis. That's Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip, if you suddenly haven't got the information on it, we do have that 4-CD set. You need to get it, along with John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, and Professor Sutton, Hitler, the Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, and Dr. Cuddy's The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. That's The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, and Professor Sutton, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And then, of course, certainly you need to get our 4-CD set. The easiest thing on the Nazis, it was called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews, we funded the Nazis, and that's exactly what we're doing with this whole world Islamic movement. We carry the book, Crescent Moon Rising. And if you order the 4-CD set, my interviews with Paul Williams, who's tracked Mr. Gulland. Mr. Gulland, who lives in Pennsylvania, has about $50 billion. He's the largest single funder of this whole world of radical Islamic movement. And he, in turn, is funded by the CIA. And he has these thousands of schools over there throughout the Middle East, each one with a assigned CIA agent, indoctrinating people in radical Islam. And so basically, it's like deja vu all over again. The book, Crescent Moon Rising, and if you order the 4-CD set, I'll put it together. I've been so busy doing a million different things, it's hard to get everything done. But certainly I will have it ready soon. If you order it, it gives me a real incentive. That's the 4-CD set on. But we just asked for Paul Williams for my interviews with Paul, but I think we'll certainly call it Funding Terrorism. But basically, that's what it's all about. I mean, where do you think they get the money to fund this whole Islamic terrorist movement? Nothing as it appears to be, ladies and gentlemen. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand how it all fits together. Brotherhood of Darkness, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, I have to mention that we do need your help, financial help, to keep doing what we're doing. Because, of course, a lot of the people who've been with us for many years are having real financial problems. A lot of people are having financial problems out there today. And we just need the funding so we can actually maintain our network of stations across America. We're 5 hours a day. We're bringing the news behind the news, the story behind the story. So you can get our subscribe to our newsletter, join the Radio Liberty family, buy the books, 4-CD sets and DVDs and other items we have, or get your health products through us. These are the ones we take, and they're put together by certainly one of the largest Christian drug producers in the country. They put out not drugs, but certainly health products, and they're available. If you'd like a list of them, go to our website. Our health products are certainly a call and ask for the list or get a catalog. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views for the next hour, and of course the views of Glenn Culwell, who is the man who brought me into a personal relationship with the Lord 50 years ago, and he's written another book. It's called You've Got Mail, A Letter from Jesus, and it's a very important book, and we're going to be carrying the book and make it available. And let's go to Glenn Culwell. Hi, Glenn, how are we doing?
I am doing all right, Stan. Thank you.
Well, basically, it was 50 years ago, just about, when, of course, I was just getting started in the conservative movement, and I started realizing that there was certainly a religious or spiritual component of what was going on. And Glenn, of course, was a minister. I went to his church, and he came and visited me one night to try to bring me into the kingdom, as it were. And I said, look, Glennon, you know, I'm a rational individual. I've been to college. I've got all these degrees and keys and all of these things. And how do I know that it's really true? I mean, how can I be absolutely certain that the Christian message, certainly I've read it, I've read the Bible, but how do I know it's true? And I'll never forget what Glennon said. Well, he said, you know, what you want to do is just get down on your knees and ask God to come into your life. And if it's not true, nothing's going to happen. But if you do it, and you do it sincerely, your life will change, and certainly it'll never be the same again. Well, it seemed like I really had nothing to lose one way or the other. You know, if it wasn't true, nothing was going to happen. So I got down on my knees next to Glennon, and he led me in the sinner's prayer. And my life changed that night, 50 years ago. Never been the same. And we've been friends ever since then, and I will be eternally grateful to Glennon Culwell, who's our guest this evening. But Sydney, we're going to be talking this evening about his book, You've Got Mail, because Sydney, it talks about certainly what's going on in America today and how, because America has turned against God, God is going to bring, I believe, judgment on this nation. And of course, the message that Glennon is putting out is the same message that I put out. But after all, he was my mentor. You pick up this story, Glennon, and tell our listeners about your book, You've Got Mail, and the message you're trying to get out there.
Well, let me say, first of all, one of the great experiences of my life has been having the opportunity of introducing you to Christ and having you for a friend and mentoring me somewhat in your field. And so it has been mutually a blessing. The title of my book is You've Got Mail, And the book is based on the seven letters to the churches at Asia Minor, letters from Jesus. I find that those letters are eternally applicable to pastors and churches today. And so when I realized anew, and it impacted me so greatly, the moral and spiritual condition of America, that we were on a slippery slide to destruction, and that really the fault of responsibility for the condition of America rested with the churches, with pastors and churches. Because in the last maybe 4 or 5 decades, we've just quit talking about righteous living. We haven't confronted the sin in society and have been led astray into humanism, secularism. We've sort of secularized the Bible. I thought of how could I phrase the horrible condition of America? And I've set aside this statement. I developed these words.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Glennon. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Glennon Culwell.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Glennon's book points out the fact that the reason we are having problems in America today is because the ministers are not convicting the people. Yes, we have a few good ministers who are out there and willing to talk about sin, willing to talk about the real issues, willing to talk about the importance of the church and God in addressing our problems, but most of them really don't want to. Because basically, if you get up and you talk about people being sinful, when you talk about certain people's imperfections, a lot of people feel uncomfortable. They want a message that says God loves everybody, and everybody suddenly goes to church is going to get into heaven, and God suddenly would never punish people because God loves everybody. And all you got to do is pledge you believe in Christianity, and then you can just go ahead and live exactly as you want to. And of course, we know we're all sinners, but basically, we've got an awful lot of people profess to be Christians, but should never know it by what they do. And so at one point, Glennon suddenly repeats a poem, and it was actually written by David Scott, whose daughter was killed at Columbine. And it's something that I think we should all think about. And basically, this is what David Scott actually wrote. He actually testified before a congressional committee, and he said this: "Your laws ignore our deepest needs. Your words are empty air. You've stripped away our heritage. You've outlawed simple prayer. Now gunshots fill our classrooms, and precious children die. You seek for answers elsewhere and ask the question, why? You regulate restrictive laws to legislative creed, and yet you fail to understand that God is what we need." And when I read that, it was just so beautifully said. I mean, that epitomizes what's going on today. And it is God that we need. The reason, of course, America is in the problem it is today is we've turned against God, and our ministers and our congressmen and our people have not simply said, look, the Supreme Court does not have the right to take God out of our schools. There is no wall of separation between church and state. And basically, of course, to simply say we're not going to go along with this because you're in violation of the Constitution. And there should be demonstrations in Washington, D.C. every weekend in our state capitals, and certainly when the people of the state of California vote and say that homosexuality is wrong, and suddenly the governor of the state refuses to enforce the law, and one judge on the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, can undo the vote of the majority of the people in California. And where is the outcry? Oh, well, that's the Supreme Court. They don't make laws. These people are corrupted. They've been compromised. That's why they are in the Supreme Court, because they will go along with this agenda of destroying the Christian foundation of this country. And we are losing America, and we deserve to lose it because of the Christians and, of course, our ministers are not speaking out. Would that be a fair assessment? Glennon, you pick up the story because you do it so much better than I do.
Well, the seven letters to the churches, Jesus looked at the things that were right about those churches and commended them really for what they were doing well, and I think we could do with that with pastors and churches today. But in five of the letters, he said, would say, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you," and then he pointed out the shortcomings of those churches. Those churches, and his conclusion was in those letters to say to them, "Repent or else." And really, that's the thrust of this book, a call to repentance. I believe that there's hope. Maybe it's not bright, but there's hope if God's people would only repent, if pastors would begin to challenge the wickedness of the day and confront evil and stand for righteousness and preach righteous living, there'd be real hope. It's really an amazing thing, Stan, that I noted in the book that the Pew Forum on Religion had studied the population, and out of a population, I think it was around 315 million, 75% of those people claim to be religious. And furthermore, the groups that would generally traditionally hold to traditional values totaled at least 115 million. And so how is it that our country has slid so far into this darkness and madness that we face lack of spirituality today? And the obvious answer is that the Christians are not heeding and have not heeded, and pastors have not heeded the call of Jesus to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And we've just applied that inside the church building too much and have not let the light shine on the darkness about us and impacted the surroundings. And so carrying on, Stan, thinking that at least 115 million people hold basically to traditional values, just a very small minority of people, militants have swayed the news media, have infiltrated the schools and government, and have turned the people away from Christ. It's interesting, and I note this in my book, that in 2012, only Gallup poll conducted contacting 121,000 concluded that there were only 3.4% homosexuals in the country. We've been led to believe that there would be 20% or so, but such is a lie. And then again, the Department of Health and Human Services, certainly not a Christian group per se, they found that 3.7% were homosexual, very close to the poll of Gallup. And it's amazing then that this very small militant group, just a portion of those, and a small group of militant atheists could turn the country away from God in the face of 115 million people.
But of course they couldn't do it without help from non-homosexuals, people in key positions in government who want to destroy this country. This is really what it's all about. And basically they confuse the whole issue. Basically people say, look, I mean, basically, if you believe in liberty, shouldn't a homosexual have the liberty to do what he wants to? I mean, if he wants to certainly be a homosexual, doesn't he have that right? I mean, suddenly the federal government has no right to interfere with what people do in their own personal sex lives, and that is absolutely right. The federal constitution limits what the power of the federal government can do, but it doesn't limit what the state and the local governments can do. And basically, of course, what the federal government has done is say, look, we can't have restrictions on homosexuality. No, it says the federal government will have nothing to say either for or against, but the states can and the local communities can. And then the people, of course, can decide if you want to live in San Francisco where they promote homosexuality, that's your business, or you can certainly try to fight it, or you can move away. But of course, what they've done, of course, they've confused the Constitution, which limits the power of government, to the point where now we have a government that says homosexuality is perfectly all right, we're going to teach it in school, we're going to discriminate against people who will not go along with homosexuality. And basically, it is because there are people who want to destroy this nation, and they are pushing homosexuality because they know if they can destroy the moral fabric of ISIS, society, they can destroy this nation, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. And the majority of these people are not homosexuals. That's what people don't understand. This is part of a conspiracy against God, at least in my opinion. What are your thoughts on that, Glenn?
Oh, certainly. Those militants who are anti-Christ in their view, constantly attacking Christ, constantly attacking the church, constantly attacking Christianity, are forces of the enemy. And you think about it, just as you said, the emphasis has been upon their rights, and certainly in our freedoms, in their private lives, they have the right to live their own lives. But the emphasis should not be on that. The emphasis should be on the fact of what is right and what is wrong, and we don't have to condone it. And this is our problem. And even in the churches, in so many cases, they don't confront the issue. I think about how under Proposition 8 here in California, when the issue was being debated and voted on about same as sex marriage of homosexuals. And the voice of the church was almost silent in our area. Just a very few really spoke up, and you hardly heard opposition and concern from the pulpit. This hasn't been true unanimously. You'll notice in my book that Jim Garlow, founder of the Pastor's Rapid Resource Team, he and his followers have been very, very active, but their number is just too few, Stan.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have to stand up for rights. And we care about homosexuals. We've got to tell them, look, I mean, 1 in 3 lesbians is going to get breast cancer. It's 1 in 8 women, but 1 in 3 lesbians is going to get it. Homosexuals, male homosexuals, going to die 15 to 20 years younger than the average individual because of all the diseases they get, because what they do is not healthy. If you care for homosexuals, you're going to tell them these things. If they want to do these things and destroy themselves, they can, but they do not have the right to start indoctrinating our children and suddenly in kindergarten that this is a healthy lifestyle or good lifestyle. It isn't. And we need to be willing to speak out and tell the truth. So why are Christians so silent today? If you have a question, give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Pastor Glennon Colwell. We're talking about his book, certainly, You've Got Mail. And of course, remember, it's based upon the seven letters, of course, that you'll find in Revelation, basically where, of course, Jesus is writing letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor, certainly Philadelphia and Pergamos and Smyrna and certainly specifically Ephesus, and but anyway, the seven churches were there, and basically these are letters to tell them about the churches, and five of these churches, even though they're Christian churches, are not doing a very good job. And basically, of course, Jesus tells John what to tell the people in the churches, the seven letters that are written to the people in the churches of what needs to be done. And of course, it's really up to the ministers to take the leaders position. And the problem is, in our most modern churches in America today, just as it was in those seven churches of Asia Minor, the ministers are not taking the position of leadership they could. As a result, of course, the churches began to break down. And that's what's happening to the churches in America today. Glennon, you go right ahead.
Okay, well, pursuing that thought of an open door, just as God had said wonderful open door before the city of our church, let us say, at Philadelphia. Our founder set a fantastic open door for us. And I emphasized or mentioned the Declaration of Independence, where they recognized at the very outset that we were endowed by God, by the freedom that is ours. And then as they developed the Constitution, and then the ten amendments of the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, and I think maybe we've overlooked the fact of the contents of that First Amendment begins with the freedom of religion, that Congress could not establish a state religion, and that's important. We've overlooked that. That has been misapplied. They've coined the phrase separation of church and state, talked about a wall of partition between the state and the church. And such a lie was never meant. The statement says that the state would not, or Congress would not, establish a state church. And that is clearly a lie as you go ahead to the balance of the freedom, that is, that and Congress could not interfere with the free exercise of religion. And they didn't say the exercise of religion in just the churches, or exercise, you couldn't exercise religion in the state, in government, in politics, or whatever it is. The founders set this open door before us and gave us absolute freedom. The whole foundation of our country was based upon that kind of truth, and they recognized the vital nature that only the nation that really remains true to God would survive.
And basically, of course, what they did, they made the statement, Congress will make no law respecting the establishment of religion or abridging the right of freedom of speech, freedom of the press, or freedom of assembly. Congress will make no law. Now, basically, of course, the people who controlled the Supreme Court in 1962 were Masons. They controlled it. They wanted to destroy the religious foundation of this country. And so basically, they actually took God and they came up with this phony thing about separation of church and state, taking a statement made by Thomas Jefferson in a letter that sent to the ministers in Danbury, Connecticut. And that letter basically said that the federal government could not tell the state religions of any of the states anything about religion because there was a wall of separation between church and state. And so we could not have a federal religion that would be imposed upon the people in the various states. And all you need to do is go to Washington, D.C., go to Jefferson Memorial, and there you'll find suddenly chiseled into the stone the statement by Jefferson, who said this: "A God who gave us life gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just. His justice will not sleep forever." I mean, that was how Jefferson felt. I mean, our liberties came from God. So how could the Supreme Court come up with a decision taking God out of our churches and certainly out of our schools? Because they hated religion. And because there was a subversive element that controlled the Supreme Court then, they control the Supreme Court now, and they have their people planted in our legislatures by a simple majority vote. Why they could limit the power of the Supreme Court? Why doesn't somebody in the Republican control of House of Representatives suggest that? Because there are people there who want to destroy the religious foundation of this nation, because that's how you destroy the nation, and nobody's going to tell you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Pastor Clendon Caldwell. Suddenly the title of his book is You've Got Mail. You've Got Mail. And basically what you'd like to tell our listeners how they get to get this, or I think we probably would like to carry it if we can, because I think it's an important book. It's an important message. How much is the book retail?
I think on Amazon.com and Barnes and Noble and a number of internet sites that it's selling probably for 10 something or around 11, maybe between 11 and 12. I haven't checked exactly.
Okay, fine. Somewhere in there anyway. Okay, fine. You get it to us. Just order it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we'll certainly give it to them as whatever we can to get it from Glennon for. But it's a book that's well worthwhile reading because, of course, it calls on our ministers and our churches across America to begin to take a stand, because if the ministers won't take a stand, we're going to lose this country. And basically, we're going to lose this country because this is truly a spiritual battle. People keep talking about guns. Guns are not the problem. The problem certainly is not guns. The problem is sin. And until you understand that, very little that's going on in the world today makes any sense. And basically, you have to understand Rachel Scott's dad, David Scott, said about his daughter. Rachel was killed at Columbine. But let me once again read what the father said when he testified and spoke before Congress. Your laws ignore our deepest needs. Your words are empty air. You've stripped away our heritage. You've outlawed simple prayer. Now gunshots fill our classrooms and precious children die and seek for answers elsewhere and ask the question why. You regulate restrictive laws through legislative creed, and yet you fail to understand that God is what we need. And that certainly is, Glennon put that into the book. I think it's so vitally important. Of course, when David Scott gave that, certainly quoted this poem, which he had written before Congress. He was viciously attacked, you know, for suddenly talking about God, whereas we ought to be talking about gun control. It's not the guns that are at fault. It is certainly the destruction of the moral fabric of our society. Well, certainly, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And as Glennon points out, certainly when John wrote the letters of the seven churches of Asia Minor, he was writing this to the angel of the church. The angel, of course, was the minister of the church. He was certainly the person who was carrying the message. The angel was the messenger. And basically, Jesus gave each one of these churches a message. And in most of them, it was the fact that the ministers were not doing their job. And this was, of course, 2,000 years ago, but that's even more. I think vitally important in America today. America was founded by Christians. It was a Christian nation. We are no longer a Christian nation. This country has turned its back on God, and that's why we're in the trouble we are today. Glennon, you go right ahead. And Seth, if you have a question for Glennon, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Glenn.
Okay. While we have time, let me just take a little time to set the stage of what really happens if the pastors and churches do not fulfill their responsibility in the standing for righteousness, confronting evil. And I do this in my book, citing Germany as an illustration, referring to a trip that my wife and I had taken to Germany, and I wanted to go down to the city of Worms, where Martin Luther had been on trial for heresy. And as I viewed the city and the sites of Worms, I went to Luther Square, where there were monuments of the great figures of the Reformation. And Martin Luther's great statue was centered in all of the display. And there was inscribed on it his statement that with which we're so familiar, that Eck had demanded that he recant supposedly of heresy, and Luther's response was that I will not recant. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. And amazingly, this very common Christian monk, would be used as a spark to bring about the Reformation that would impact not only Europe of that day, but the world. And then I move ahead later on to think how the voice of this one and its followers could impact the world. And then later on, 1933, in Europe, in Germany, Adolf Hitler came to power and charmed the people and demanded that Germany be overall, and the Jews were persecuted and the Christians were persecuted, and thought, what had happened? What had happened to Luther's Germany that had been the center, perhaps, of the Reformation? And I think the words of Martin Niemöller, a Lutheran pastor, summarizes the truth so well. Let me read.
Andreas Niemöller was a German minister who had actually lived in Germany during the time of Adolf Hitler, but go ahead.
Yes, and let me just read the words of Martin Niemöller. As he said, in Germany, they came first for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and by that time, there was no one left to speak up. And that's the kind of trend that we've had in our country, such a marvelous Christian heritage, godly heritage given to this country. And now we are in such a terrible shape that we have done just exactly what Pastor Niemöller said, that we didn't speak up. We haven't taken a stand. We haven't taken Luther's stand and been willing to confront evil, no matter what the cost may be.
And I think, Glenn, it's because the wicked people, these demonic forces, I think have infiltrated both the Catholic and the Protestant seminaries, and their ministers are not being properly taught about their obligation as citizens and as Americans to speak out for righteousness in the name of our Lord. And I really do believe that certainly our seminaries, at least many of those today, are not doing a good job, and that's because they have been intentionally infiltrated to neutralize the church, because the enemies of freedom understand the importance of Christianity. If they can neutralize it, then they can destroy this very fabric of this once great Christian nation. I think they've done a great job, but go right ahead.
Oh, sure. That certainly is true. Our problems in this nation come from our educational system, largely. The devil, we're sending our children to schools where the devil is teaching them to hate Christ, to oppose God, and teaching them they can't pray, they can't mention the name of God. So the same thing is true in Christianity. I must say that there are some seminaries that have been very basically and true to the Word of God as far as they go. But once again, really, Stan, the issue is they may teach the truth, and pastors may preach the truth, but only a part of it, that they're not preaching at all. They're not preaching all of the message. though they're not teaching that in the seminaries, and they're not teaching it mainly in our churches. All there are some great pastors, and there are some great churches, and size doesn't necessarily indicate their greatness. It may be a small little rural church where the pastor holds forth faithfully the message of God. Yes, certainly, the enemy, that's his tactic, is to infiltrate the church, to infiltrate those institutions that exert the greatest influence on it. And of course, nothing is more evident than this, that we look at the major universities of our country, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Brown, etc., and they all began as Christian institutions founded by church, and the church has sat with folded hands and let the devil take over all of the schools. And the same thing is true. They've permitted him to take over the seminary and have not been willing to take a stand and pay a price, whatever it may be. Okay, that's maybe following your train of thought.
It certainly is. Go right ahead, Glennon.
Okay, well, I think we have to get down to the point of what the pastors ought to be doing and what should be happening in the church. And this book is directed so much to pastors and churches and challenging them to repent and do what is right, do as Jesus would say to the church at Ephesus to do their first works. They need to preach righteousness, and they need to prepare the people. We live in a political society, and you cannot teach morals. You can't live for God without being confronted by political issues. And I'm fairly convinced that preachers need to be teaching their people to register and vote, and to teach them how to evaluate candidates and stand for right and support in shoe leather and money and whatever is needed, the proper candidates. That's just simple lifestyle that our people need to know. The members of the churches need to be active, and active in leadership, politically and civil situations. And in my book, finally, I make a very strong, dangerous maybe, suggestion that Christians have come to the point that they must need perhaps resort to civil disobedience. I think that it's the Bible says, Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God. And when we are confronted constantly with those things that are godless, anti-God, anti-Christ, we must obey God and render unto God, and sometimes that will take disobedience. If we're told we can't pray, we pray anyway. If they tell us we can't preach, we preach anyway. And we may be disobedient, and it might end up that we spend some time in jail, or perhaps pay a bigger price. But we will never have the freedom that we deserve, and we will never preserve America unless Christians, pastors, and church members and Christians stand up and are willing to pay that kind of price. Stan.
I agree with you, Glennon. I agree with you 100%. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just would emphasize this fact, and I'd hope that there are some pastors and some church members who are listening. And I just suggest that they go back to the book of Revelation, look at chapters 2 and 3, and see how Jesus is walking in the midst of the churches, and that he holds the angel of the seven churches in his hand. Those angels that stand, as emphasized, are the messengers or the pastors of the church. And so that tells us just what a great responsibility rests on the shoulders of pastors. The Bible makes it clear if the watchman sounds an uncertain call, who will go to battle? And as we look in Ezekiel, we're to be watchmen on the wall. And we're told that if we warn not man from his wicked way, God's judgment will rest on our hands. On the other hand, if we warn him and he turns, then God blesses. And this must be the role of the pastor. The pastor has a prophetic role. The prophets didn't preach to become popular, and their words were often abrasive sounding. They encountered opposition. They encountered punishment. Ezekiel, Jeremiah would be cast in a cistern for preaching. John the Baptist would be beheaded. That's not an attractive thing, but if you go back to those seven letters, look at the second letter to the church at Smyrna, and this was the persecuted church. They were poverty-stricken, and they were persecuted. And Jesus had said to them that you still face persecution, but to stand until death. And God has an eternal plan for us, an eternal reward. And our home is not this world, but our home is in heaven ultimately. And we are preparing it. We are admonished to lay up not our treasures on earth, but lay up our treasures in heaven. And I'm afraid that in many cases our treasury is rather dry when it comes to righteous living.
I think you're absolutely right. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment. Cindy, we should be doing what's right, not the expedient.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly our book this evening was You've Got Mail. It's by Pastor Glennon Caldwell, who is my minister, who led me to the Lord some 50 years ago. His book certainly is built upon certainly Jesus' letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor, and then carrying that forward to today. And the reason we're having so many problems is because the ministers are not speaking out for righteousness. They're more interested in having big congregations and not offending anybody than simply lecturing people on the fact that we're all sinners and that we all have an obligation to be involved in what is going on in the world today. And whether people vote the way the minister says or not, he should at least let them know what the biblical position is, certainly as far as voting and the various candidates. And certainly if you'd like to get his book, you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. When you get the book, certainly you're going to get with it a copy of this program on CD or tape. But we want you to have that. We want to get the two of them together. In other words, you get the book and the tape. I should say the CD or the tape and the book together, because I want you to listen to what Glennon says. And then, of course, hopefully, why you can get to your minister and get to others and let them understand that Christians have an obligation to be involved in what's going on today. And we can have an impact. And I believe things are going to get a great deal worse, certainly in the very near future. Now, I do not know there's going to be a war with Iran, but I'm very, very concerned that one is coming. We're going to have to wait and see, but everything points in that direction, and this happens. There could be some dramatic changes here in America. Basically, as America turns against God, I think God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. If you haven't heard our 4-CD set or watched our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, you need to get it. Why? Because, of course, Iran has said that if they are attacked, they will counterattack America. How could Iran attack America? Well, you need to understand the threat of an EMP attack. You need, of course, to get this in the DVD, the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get the 4-CD set, the threat of an EMP attack, and begin making preparations right now for what could very well happen. And if it doesn't happen, why, you'll have some nice preparations. But if it does happen, you may very well survive, whereas a lot of people will not. And literally tens of millions, if not 100 million or more people, Americans could die if certainly there is an EMP attack on the United States. And I'm firmly convinced Iran has the nuclear weapon because the media is controlled. Remember, the United States was able to create a nuclear weapon in 3 years during World War II. And we're told that Iran can't produce a nuclear weapon in 20 years, certainly with much more advanced technology. Don't believe that for 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen. They have the missile technology. I've been told from what I believe are reliable sources that Iran has the bomb. Hope and pray that I'm wrong. But if this happens, America will change simply overnight. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to get the material we talked about, if you want to get the DVD and the book, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use your support, because a lot of our supporters are having real financial problems. And even those who've been with us for many years, some of them had to drop by the wayside. And we're certainly not getting anywhere near the number of book or DVD orders we have in the past, because people are hurting financially. And we have some people are putting in nice orders, but nowhere near the way it was before. So if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. From the mountains.